人能得富，
大富人得富，
阿爸咪是命多，
阿爸咪是命多，
穷为人是命多，
穷为人是命多，
抓个娃带。
Let's have a good time. Let's sit down, start a conversation, and let that conversation run. Only here on Matt Runs. Hey guys, we're back with Diane Castillejo. Diane Garcia Castillejo.
Garcia.
Yeah, Diane yeah. Castillejo Garcia.
Yeah.
And of course, the man with no introduction. Matt.
Just Matt.
Just Matt. Matt G.
Well, MG, pareho kayong MG.
Oh, MG. Mistake, bro. Mistake. Anyways, guys, we're back and we'll be talking about his sports, their sports. Matt's leaving for America this August for college. First year, second year?
First year.
And we're talking about different things about women and the distractions of women and stuff. But Matt, I gotta say something. Your parents really raised you well, man. You're a credible gentleman. You have so much morals, good morals and values, etc. And it's because of your parents, bro. Nobody else but your parents. So yeah. I have to ask a question. Because the time will come, or the time has come.
Yeah.
Okay. The time will not come. It has come, or it's already done. So what? Anyways, what's your rules of engagement for Matt? Regarding women.
Well, I think I've told him that if ever nga ngayon, sana not one, just one girl. Like, you know, be like, get to know a lot of girls. But then if ever there's someone that he feels like is really special, that he wants to have a, you know, like what they call relationship, sana it'll be someone who will not hinder him from pursuing his dreams and goals. Somebody that would help him, would inspire him, would push him,
him to the next level too.
Yes, because it's actually really good if you have good, so it's important to have a good support system.
Of course.
And the support system doesn't only come from the parents, it comes from the peers, it comes from the coaches, it can come from a relationship. So I'm all for normal, healthy relationship naman. But I don't like, syempre, like somebody who just like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, diba?
Kasi, Matt, don't go na. Stay here na.
Yeah. Yung
Matt,
like,
oy, hug me naman, Matt. Dikit-dikit
naman. Don't practice na.
Don't practice. Oh, diba?
No, I also want a girl who has also high dreams.
Yeah.
Big dreams. Like,
Matt,
you know.
I'll go with you every day to your tennis. I'll hold the umbrella up. I'll hold your bag. Parang ganun.
But athletic I like also. Okay. I like sana someone with athletic background. Para they understand. And they can support and smart, huh?
Yeah.
And cool and friend and funny also.
So Matt, you know the levels here. You don't want those girls that says, Matt, stay here. Nah.
No, yeah, yeah not, you don't want
skip
those.
Practice. Nah. You want that for a while.
No, ask him what his type of girl is.
What's your ideal woman?
For me, like it helps a lot if they're athletic and like if they have like the same energy as me, that helps a lot. Cause like
you have the Garcia Castillejo energy, bro.
Yeah, no, cause I mean, I like to like.
Not
talk.
Everybody can keep up with that stuff, man.
Yeah, so like if the girl's too shy, like I can't, or like if she has just no personality at all.
So what's your ideal girl?
Like honestly, I kind of like blonde girls. So,
ooh,
yeah.
You're going to the right place, boy. Why do you like blonde girls?
I don't know, cause we don't get many of them here.
So you're still in the discovery phase, bro. Huh? Once you discover,
he's getting red.
Yeah, dude, you're still in the discovery phase. I understand where you are now. My advice to you, bro, once you find that woman, talagang boom, it's like it's love, man. Like,
wait,
love.
What kind of qualities do you want in a girl, Matt?
Yeah, like it helps if they're like athletic, they're like engaging, and they're not like telling me not to go like to my practice or anything like that. And yeah.
What's your practice?
Yeah.
Have you found one already, or have you seen?
No,
have you
not really. No.
The other girls in the past, parang ano? The
no,
Brent
girls.
How
like,
are
they're
they?
Just like flings. They're not really like serious relationships.
Okay. Yeah. A fling. I'm 31 years old. I know what fling means to me. What does a fling mean to an 18-year-old today?
I don't know. Just like a girl you find like attractive, I guess, and then, like you guys hang out, like you probably think she likes you also. That's like that's it. You guys hang out.
That's, that's a fling to you.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Fling to me is different.
What?
I mean, this is all past.
No, meron mga few girls na one time he said he was going somewhere. Then yung pala he went to pick up a girl. Then nakita ko in the road, ha? Huh? Can you believe?
Bakit hindi ba tinted? Hindi tinted.
No, I know. No, I recognized my car. He said he was going to Brent, and then biglang I was driving. Then I looked at it, I go, oh, that's a car, star. I go, I open it with the driver, then ayaw buksan yung window sa likod. And then finally, I was like, you know, then he opened it, ma'am, this is a hi.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going? And then, wow, one a man. I said, Matt, you know, don't hide it from me, just tell me. Remember that?
Yeah, that was
What happened? Can you take me back to that day?
No, like I don't know.
Can you take me back to that day? Yeah, so sure. Let's repeat to mom. I'm gonna go to Brent.
Yeah, I basically told her I was going to Brent because there was actually something going on. In
there
Brent.
Was naman a food fair or something.
Yeah,
like
food
that.
Fest, food fest, food fest.
Yeah, but then I really didn't want to go.
So where did you go instead?
I went to pick up this girl.
Okay.
And I brought her like somewhere to eat, and like as we were on the road, my mom like pulls up right next to the car.
On Commerce.
Yeah, like right next to the car.
By coincidence.
And then like the driver tells me like, oh, it's your mom. I was like, oh, shit.
And then, what was the girl doing?
I'm sure she was embarrassed. Like, I mean, I probably just should have just told her.
But that was cool. I was like, oh, hi, where are you going, diba?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're going to Ethan Palms, I think he said something.
Yeah.
Bro, have you, 18 years old, have you felt love?
Honestly, no. I haven't really found like the right...
Not yet?
Not yet, no.
You think you could find it now in New York?
I mean, let's see, I guess. I mean, who knows?
What about you, Dayan? Growing up, what was your distractions being an athlete? Was it boys? Was it...
My husband now, Anton, was my boyfriend in high school. Pero wow. 1 year lang. First boyfriend ko. He was a football player.
How was that?
Huh?
I mean, how did that happen?
Like, he was in the football team
for 1 year
of
only?
San Agustin. Because he was fourth year, I was first year.
Okay.
But you know, just there in the school lang, watching games. I wasn't really allowed to go out or anything. He would come to Makati Sports, try to watch my practices. My dad would shoo him away, like, move, Diane's practicing.
Your dad was strict also?
Oh, yeah. My dad was very strict.
Diane's dad is incredible. He's super cool. You should hear his stories.
Yeah,
Can we talk about that story when he just drove off?
When?
Remember when he got the car and just drove off? He was lost for 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, my dad, you know, was an athlete. He was track champion of LaSalle. He was in the national football team. Then later in his life, he became a race car driver.
Wow.
So he was like racing with Sina Pacholo Ramirez, Joey Bundalian and everything. So he loves driving talaga. Then at 90 years old, he's still driving. Last year,
he was 90 years old, he was still driving.
Yeah, he's still
what
driving.
What does he drive?
Right now, we got him a sedan na. It's a Honda.
Nice.
So, ano na?
Yung which I've been driving. So,
compact car na, which he drives
how's
now.
How's his driving at 90 years
when
old?
He's driving at 90. My dad can barely walk, but he can drive. But now he doesn't know. He's 91. But at that time, when he was just starting yung dementia niya, so he was like having memory problems, he would go off every day to the mall by himself, drive. And he doesn't want kasama like that. That's his routine.
Okay.
And then one day, he drove and then normally comes back and he wasn't home, like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. He left at 1 o'clock, came back 9 o'clock.
Where did he go?
When he finally arrived in their house at 9 and he said he got lost.
Okay.
Then he said he went down to Green Hills, he went to Manila and he couldn't find his way. So that was our first parang idea na, oh wow, he has a memory problem.
Did you get scared something might have happened?
Super.
Okay.
After that, I hired a shadow driver.
To follow
in a motorcycle kasi ayaw niya magpasama pa rin.
Diane, if you could bring things back, no, mm-hmm. when you're Matt's age, were there things you'd want to change?
At 18, I was like super still pursuing my my junior career. I would have, I mean, knowing what I know now, seeing what it is now, it would have been probably better if I was fully based abroad for my tennis rather than basing here and traveling.
Why
from
is that
here.
Competition just different abroad?
Competition, coaching, environment, like that. It's hard, eh? So, like,
why,
Matthew,
level of competition here is not as
tough. Oh, yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, tennis.
It's
not,
like before me racing, bro. When I was racing, win all races here. Like, be top three, 1, 2, 3. Mm. But when I'd go to Italy, dude, I'd be lucky to be top 50.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I played my junior career based here, then I played my pro career. I tried also based here. But, like, Matthew, when he was 17, we based him in Barcelona for 7 months to try and raise his level. And he really, really grew in terms of tennis. Tennis really? IQ in Spain is like so high. All the coaches are so good in that environment, right? So if I were to bring back my time at 18, if I had the ability to, I would have tried to base myself in an academy in Europe. Well, Europe has the best tennis training right now.
Yeah, no, like when I went to Spain, it was really like an eye-opening experience for me.
How come? The people were bigger or better?
Well, yeah, I mean, the level obviously and the coaching was incredible. Like how much the Spanish people actually know about tennis.
If you love tennis, Spain is like the place.
You speak Spanish?
I do. And then like just the knowledge that they consume, those Spanish coaches, and how like involved they are with you.
What's the difference between a Spanish and a Filipino coach?
Like in Spain, they hound you like the whole practice and they tell you like different things constantly the whole practice. They never leave you be, you know? And that's something I really like because I'm there to learn and like improve myself. Here, I feel like they just leave you and like they tell you some things every now and then. and you have a lot more freedom, and so it makes you kind of
do whatever you want. Yeah,
you just have a lot more freedom.
In Spain, like in his academy, like first ball palang, like first feed, like if they hit the ball out, like oye, ¿qué estás haciendo? Like they expect you to be 100% boom intense from always. The first ball, and every shot they hit, the coach is like saying 500 things to them. Oye, you know your spacing, you're here, you know your contact, right, man?
Yeah.
So it really, really pushes you up. And then like their fitness, during fitness training, if you don't do the fitness 100%, they don't let you play.
Really?
Yeah. And that's what I hate, because I really don't enjoy doing fitness.
What's like, a basic fitness workout for tennis players, for you?
For tennis, I think it's really important, like your movement, obviously, right?
Okay.
So you need to move well laterally forward. So a lot of like specific movements that we do, like with cones, with hurdles, that really helps. And of course, like we need to have good cardio also, because it's a really long sport. You can go on for hours, right? So definitely our cardio and like
speed, explosiveness.
Yeah, I think that's the most important point. And strength also, but I feel like if you move well, you don't need to be as strong.
You would be a good tennis player. Man, thanks. The way you move on the court, man, I mean...
Like a grasshopper.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Super, everywhere. He'd always get to the ball.
I might hire Dayan Castillo as my coach.
I mean, if you're athletic, you can do like...
How was your mom coaching you? How does your mom coach? What's her style, coaching style?
Oh, well, she knows my game like pretty well. So she just tells me different things, like minor adjustments. And sometimes I take it, sometimes I don't listen.
Like a lot of times, like I'll say something to him, like, Matt, on your backhand, you need to like turn more bend, like this, hit your contact here. And he'll like, oh my God. Then somebody else will come and like say the same thing. And then he'll like,
oh yeah,
Yeah, that's true. Like, go, Mom, did you tell him? I go, no, I didn't tell him. We're just saying the same thing. So
who's better, your mom or you? If you do a match today, who can win?
Oh, right, Matthew. Now?
Yeah. Well, kick my ass, I don't know, man, if it's a fair comparison right now, but maybe.
I'm 50 plus
now. If your mom was 18 and you're today, yourself today, your mom was back in 18.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be close. Who knows? I mean,
you can't compare.
She way more than me, so.
She what?
She achieved way more than me.
Sometimes he says, because I played like Junior Wimbledon, Junior Rose Open, yeah. And then now he watches like, Mom, I don't know why you were able to get there. Why? Because girls' level of tennis is so much lower than men's tennis. He'd always tell me, kaya pala eh, baka walang naglalaro and all that.
Ito, yeah. My next question to you then, if you put Matt and Mateo in one tennis court, who's going to win?
The two of you?
Yeah.
You know I love you, Matt, huh? Pero right now...
Bro, if there was one person today you'd want to play with, your dream, your idol talaga, there's one guy you'd want to be in the tennis court with today. Not just to play with, but to learn from, even though you get beaten, just to learn from and to have the experience that moment with him or her. Who would that be?
I would say probably like Nadal. I would love to hit with him because he's my favorite player. And like he hits like his intensity in the practice is like 100% the whole time. So I think it'll be a pretty fun practice session, honestly.
Nadal.
Yeah.
What about you, Dayan? Who woman?
Women tennis player now? I guess it would be maybe just to have the experience of playing with a legend, like maybe Serena Williams, because she's like the greatest of all time.
She's but really good, no?
She's strong, but she's over, almost 40, but still. But if during my time, like my super idol, you I'm sure you all don't know, is Chris Evert. Like she had like the best form and everything. And Steffi Graf, super athletic. Wow. So I'm more of like the old generation.
This tennis thing is a whole different world also. Actually, any sport is a different world.
You have to be like all in, eh? Diba? Yeah. And tennis is the type of sport where like you can't be like, you don't like it. Like if you really want to do well, you have to really love it because it's hard. You have to be fit like the whole year.
Yeah, because it's a lonely sport, you know? Yeah. You're just by yourself. So it's a lot easier like to play football because you have like 11,
your teammates
10 guys
and everything.
With you,
right? Yeah, why did you choose tennis anyway?
I don't know.
I had nothing to do with it, huh? He didn't know that I was a tennis player, right? Remember? He didn't know.
No, I knew.
So, bro, you really look up to your mom, right? You look up to her as a tennis player, etc., etc. She's a news anchor. She's famous in the Philippines. Are you going to slowly follow the footsteps too? Will you be a newscaster too and be talking straight Tagalog on TV Patrol?
I don't think I have the character. Well, not the character, but my Tagalog's not so good. And I don't know. I just think it's not for me.
What are you going to do after tennis? I mean, I'm sure this question is a, you know, really down the road.
Yeah.
What would you like to do after tennis? Once you achieved all those goals and dreams in tennis, what's next?
I'm taking economics now in college, so I don't know where that's going to lead me, but I'd definitely like to work someplace and just do well.
Here in the Philippines or abroad?
Well, I wanted to work in New York for a bit, like after I graduated, just to gain some experience and then eventually come back here.
Won't you miss your mom?
Yeah, but I'm sure she's going to come there like every month for sure.
Wait,
like,
no, no, no.
Like, already now she's telling me like what's going to happen when you leave or whatever.
Does she cry to you?
Huh?
Does she
cry?
Yeah. Oh, really?
I mean, I'm not now, but I'm sure later on.
Yeah, I was crying now when I left him in Barcelona, when we left him in his apartment. I was crying.
How does it feel, Dayan, to say goodbye to your only son? like when you drop him off?
Super hard. But you know, like I always say, you want the best for your kids, so you know it's for their good, and I know that he will really grow and develop there. So I just think about that, but it's nice. Super hard.
I mean,
but I wouldn't have it any other way.
You really imagine, have a cool mom and dad.
He loves tennis. He's on a tennis scholarship. He's gonna be in a Division I school, in a good business school, nice. In New York, Long Island. I mean, diba? Like, I'm really super happy for him.
Super.
But of course, my heart is breaking. But of course, I'm not gonna hold him back.
That's a gift, no, Diane? Because not all parents are like that. A lot of parents cannot let go. Where do you get the strength of, you know, here, see the world, Matt, go?
I mean, I think it's really, I know how he's feeling, eh? So on the inside, and I know, I mean, I also traveled my whole life since I was like 13, and it's really opened my brain and developed me in so many ways. I mean, he's already traveled like so much, his career, but he's still not done. There's so much more that
so
he can experience.
More.
And, you know, college, and being a student athlete in the US, one of the most amazing experiences. I mean, he can also like study in Spain like that because, you know, he has a Spanish citizenship. Pero parang sayang naman all his hard work in tennis to just not be able to use that and try to experience college tennis in the States, because you just experience different things, traveling with the team.
Are you excited
know?
For college?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Like, nervous?
Yeah, of course, there's a bit of pressure because, I mean, my scholarship and all that, but I'm pretty sure with the team environment, they're cheering me on.
Do you know anybody we're going to?
I know two people on the team.
From Brent? From
No, Manila. From like my traveling, I've seen them around. So it just so happens that they also committed to the same school.
The Japanese?
Yeah, one Japanese player.
So are you going to dorm in New York?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on campus. And this British guy in the team reached out to me. So
you're an independent dude, bro. You're comfortable of traveling alone, staying alone.
Yeah.
You're independent.
Ooh, yeah, no, because, yeah, I mean, when I traveled around the world, I mean, I had my coach, but you experience so many different things and you become more mature like when you travel and see
do you
the
get
world.
Homesick
no
not really because no. I'm always doing stuff on the road, so like when I was in the States for a month and a half, like I didn't actually want to come home because
really?
I was enjoying my time there so much. So
it's yeah. okay, it's totally understandable. It's like yeah. I totally get it, especially yeah. now pandemic, but he didn't play a tournament for like a year, so we sent him to the States to play tournaments. I was right. so happy. Thank God. You know, I mean, you'd be like that when you have your kid. You know,
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Huh?
I can't wait.
Yeah, why don't we ask you?
Yeah, why don't we ask you? When's
that coming?
God's time.
When, what sport would you put your kid?
Any sport that my kid wants to do.
No, you have to, shemper, you have to start him or her.
No, anything, any sport. When I raise a kid, I'd like to raise that kid very in touch with nature, in touch with sports. Not always in their tablets and stuff, you know, just out
yeah.
there, getting muddy, riding horses,
yeah,
playing
yeah.
football, you know,
yeah.
climbing trees, jumping in the ocean.
For yeah. sure. But I forgot to say, like before when Matthew was like, when I gave birth to Matthew,
yeah.
8 days old, at that time I had my show Sports Unlimited. Mm. 8 days old, I brought him, at that time our show was Adventure. So I brought him to Taal and then...
Nice.
We climbed like Pulag, went jet ski from like Batangas to Boracay, ganyan. So I was able to bring him to a lot of stuff because I wanted him to get
exposed,
rough.
No? That's really
yeah.
important. Like I told Sarah, I said, love, once we have that baby or kid, I really want to expose him or her to the beach, to a farm. I mean, to get dirty, to
yeah,
get
for sure.
their feet muddy. That's how yeah. I grew up. Eh?
Sports.
Sports is very, very important.
Yeah,
very important.
For the brain and to have goals. You
character
know?
Building.
Also.
Yeah, character building. Character building is very, very important. Anyways, Matt, thanks, man. Diane, let's take another wee break. It's very interesting because when we get back, let's talk more about how Matt and Diane, how they are at home. Aside from tennis, what else do they do? And also, Diane, I'd like to ask you what your goals are for Diane Castillejo.
Me?
For yourself.
Do I have goals? Okay, so yeah.